Translation, English. O Lord, please say, everybody repeat. O Lord, whatever punishment you wish to award to these two innocent persons, or also to us, we shall accept without duplicity. We understand that we have cursed two faultless persons. Thank you. These faultless persons are who? You know? This Jai Vijay. Yeah, you know? This is Jai Vijay cursed by the sages, four Kumaras, the subject. And the Lord spoke something, and then the four Kumaras is glorifying the Lord and telling their position. All right? To the Lord. Purport, Prabhupada is writing. Everybody can hear? Yes? The sages... Oh, hey, Anandamai, where is my glasses? How many? No, my... The sages, the four Kumaras, now reject their cursing of the two doorkeepers. Who are these two doorkeepers? Who can tell? Jai Vijay, very good. And the what? I don't know what's the power. Two. I have minus 0.5. It's too much. It's little. Thank you. Because they are now conscious that persons who engage in the service of the Lord cannot be at fault at any stage. It is said that anyone who has implicit faith in the service of the Lord, or who actually engages in transcendental loving service, has all the good qualities of the demigods. Therefore, a devotee cannot be at fault. If sometimes it is found that he is in error by accident or by some temporary arrangement that should not be taken very seriously, the cursing of Jai Vijay is here repented. Now the Kumaras are thinking in terms of their position in the modes of passion and ignorance, and they are prepared to accept any kind of punishment from the Lord. In general, when dealing with devotees, we should not try to find faults. In Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed that the devotee who faithfully serves the Supreme Lord, even if found to commit a gross mistake, should be considered a sadhu or saintly person. Due to former habits, he may commit some wrong. But because he is engaged in the service of the Lord, that wrong should not be taken very seriously. This is a lot of things to learn. Yes? Because we are human beings, we are conditioned soul. Anybody can make mistake. And devotee is something very rare. To be surrendered, it says, Bhunam Janmanam Ante. Gyanavan man popadhyate. One who is situated in knowledge platform. He surrenders. Devotee means he surrendered. First thing is surrender. If somebody doesn't surrender, he's not a bhakta. I remember, Prabhupada once said, wrote a letter. He's saying, now, our first duty is, get up early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangalarati. Then, what you should do? Anybody can tell? Chant Hare Krishna and finish 16 round, must! This is first and foremost duty. And one should take the order of the spiritual master as the life and soul. Sadhu Tami. Thank you. And Devabhuti asked, who is Sadhu? What is his symptom? Who can tell? Devabhuti asking, Lord, though he appears as his son. Now how do I know a sadhu? What is the symptom of a sadhu? Now here I am seeing so many sadhu. Now, I should ask myself, have I got all these symptoms? Then I know I am a sadhu. Otherwise, simply tokma in Bengali they say. Simply stamp. And won't last long. Many will come and many will go. You won't see old faces many. What does it mean? Everyone will be tested. All of us are tested. Every moment we are tested by God. He is watching. Are you a bhakta? Of course you are bhakta. Otherwise how we are so long in the movement? So let us see what quality bhakti we are. So what? Devabhuti got the answer. Symptom of the devotee. Raise hand. Here is Jason. Coming from as far as Australia. And how long in Krishna consciousness? 13 years. In West they say, unlucky 13. Let us see. I think he is lucky. What says? Ten out of ten. Marks. He is saying. Anybody can tell? Now, what it means? Who is a sadhu? The God Himself is saying, Kapiladev, to His mother. Mother is asking. Mother is treating son as guru. This is God, He knows. Here is a son. So God appeared as Kapiladev. And how do I know who is sadhu? Here He is. Now we want to become sadhu, we can ask ourselves, have you got this quality? Very good. The answer. Now look, some devotee has very good accomplisher because you have to run this movement. Make so many bhakta, collect for Krishna. Very good. Some may not be good, but he's got good qualities. He knows who is sadhu. What for I have come? To go back to Godhead. How you go back to God? You should be as good as Krishna. Qualitatively. Because you are conditioned soul, you are doing devotion. What for? You develop all the good qualities. Chaitanya Chaitamita mentioned, who is a Vaishnava? This, he has got this symptom. He surrendered, he develops all the 25 other qualities that Prabhupada will write in the movement. When he started the movement, Prabhupada will write in a board. Now you, at night you think, now you want to go back to Godhead? Yes or no? Yes. You took initiation? Yes. You are practicing? Yes. Now, see, if you are a bhakta or sadhu, first symptom you will be submissive, surrender to the authority. If you are, then you develop all these symptoms, will manifest in your character. You are very simple, you are very clean, you are suci, you don't expect honor, you give respect to others, all these things. So many things. You are grave, you control your senses, lusty desire. Calm, clothe, anger leads to otherwise it will lead you towards hell. We see so many devotees come and you don't see them later as year passes. Why? Everybody is tested. You cannot escape. Everybody will be tested. You are poetic, you are simple, you are the well-wisher of everybody, you are friendly, you are grave, I say. You are completely surrendered to Krishna. You eat what is only required. You are equally disposed to all living entities. You have no pride, prideless. You are like that. I have already said 14, 12 more, anybody can remind. And this will manifest in your character. Bhava said, then you ask yourself, have I developed all, how much many qualities? Then you are that much, you are Vaishnava. Otherwise, in order to make whole world bringing to Krishna consciousness, you are endeavoring. And thereby you already automatically, as your authority says, you will develop all these qualities. You will get some benefit, no doubt. Those who have gone and done so much service, Krishna will reward them accordingly. But unless, Prabhupada said, this devotional service is like a passport. You have become bhakta, you are brahmachari, sannyasi, in charge, president, commander, all right. Now you have to require visa, otherwise you cannot go. Even in this material world, you are a poor country going to a rich country. They will see, have you got visa? You are eligible to enter my country? Without that, go back. I am sorry. You cannot go inside. If even in a material world, what to speak of spiritual world? Going for material world to spiritual world. So Prabhupada said, this movement is meant for making Brahmins. Unless you are in a mode of Brahmin means it is a mode of goodness. And symptom, you get up must early in the morning, get up. Take bath. Must do at least 16 rounds nicely. You must eat only prasad cooked by the devotees. Offered to Krishna, what Krishna likes. You must be in association with the devotees. Otherwise, how will you become devotee? You go alone, on your own leave, you will become victim of Maya easily. And rest of the time, the assignment given to you by the authority, you do your best, work hard. Since it is a Krishna family, nobody should kick somebody out, Prabhupada said. Because it is Krishna's family, not anybody's property or anything. You cannot easily kick somebody out. Because to save somebody from Maya is very, very, very difficult. So once he is saved, never kick him out. But Prabhupada said, whatever I have given, if you don't follow strictly, then things will be finished. The setup I made, strictly follow. If you change it, then I don't know, everything will be finished. Live with love and trust, cooperate with each other. If you don't do that, then things will fall apart. People will take advantage and cause disunity in our society. It will be difficult to speak Krishna consciousness. So, what Kapil Dev said, he said. Anybody knows the meaning and can tell? Raise hand. Then another thing he said. Titiksha means extremely tolerant. He can urge, lusty desire, this, that, or somebody provoking, and he can tolerate. Karunika, he is very compassionate. People are suffering, so you have to preach Krishna consciousness. They don't know they are suffering. After death, they become hog, dog, tree, animal. But if they chant Hare Krishna, if I can make him chant, make him take prasad, then he may not take. Go round, roaming in 8,400,000 species. Now he has got the rarest of the rare human birth. He He can solve this problem simply by surrendering, simply by chanting Hare Krishna in association with devotees and take prasad. Very simple. Very simple. Things become simple if you come to the society and join. Suhidam sarvadehina. It is difficult to become friendly to everyone. Well-wisher. But Krishna is well-wisher. So if you want to go to Krishna, Krishna loka, play with him, associate with him, we have to be eligible. You have to be as good as Krishna. Krishna is Suhidam. There is a sloka saying, you can only have peace if you have got this thing. What is that sloka? Who can tell? Having the word freedom. Bolo. Loud. Who can be peaceful? One who believes Krishna is the supreme proprietor, not we. This is I and mine. Maya, come back here. This is Krishna's. Krishna is Bhaktaram. He is real owner of everything. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the supreme controller. You cannot control for some time. Some people. Not all time, all people. You will kick out Krishna. Suhidam Sarvabhutanam. He is well-wisher of all living entities. Sarvabhuta. The devotee has to also like that. Here it is saying. Titiksha karunika suhidam sarvadehinam. Even to an end, knowingly, you shouldn't hurt. That is devotee. But common people don't care. Cutting the chicken and saying all, love everybody and cutting the chicken. Cutting goat, opening big slaughterhouse, killing their own baby and saying, he's the same, love everybody. And chop cow and eat. And give him big stamp. Saint. Mother X. Whatever. So mother so and so, that you are cutting the throat of cow and eating. Is this loving? This is love for God? If you love God, they are also children of God. So are you cutting the throat and eating? No answer. No saint. Saint of international fame. Some went for Krishna consciousness to interview her. One lady of international repute. I didn't want to mention name. You love men, women, but you don't love other living entity. Is that perfect love? Yeah? No. Cheating! You are teaching, not teaching, you are cheating. Yeah? They have got the right to live, but they are weak. They are not intelligent. You are intelligent, you are for your sense gratification cutthroat. Yeah? Will God allow? God says, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? Big slaughterhouse. You are disobeying Lord's order. You are not bhakta. You are not saint. Is it saint? Out of 10 commandments, one is thou shalt not kill. They change it. Thou shalt not murder. Cheat. But he has a devotee. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchara. One who is rendering pure devotional service. Sarvai gunai tattva samasate sura. But the demigods have got all the good qualities. Demigod means one is the mode of goodness. More mode of goodness, he develops all the good qualities. There is a Bhagavad Gita, there is a chapter called Daivi Sampad and Asurik Sampad. Who is Asura? That symptom is given. Isharoham, I will control everything. That is Asurik mentality. Hiranya Kashipu, Hiranyagarbha, Ravan, Kansa. Isharoham, Aham Bhogi. Everything, whatever I see, survey, is meant for my enjoyment. Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Kansa. Now these days also there, some saintly person one day say to his worldwide organization of international fame, preaching love of Godhead with the name of God, chanting. Though here many people coming to become bhakta, there is also in disguise Asura there. So everything should be judged in terms of symptoms. He is a Brahmin, see how many Brahminical qualities he has. God will see that. God will see your symptom, not your other thing. Only by symptom he will judge you. Qualify accordingly, get result. So one is doing unalloyed devotional service, Jashrasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana, Sarvai Gunai. He will develop all the good qualities of the demigod. But one is a mental platform, Asura. He doesn't follow scripture. He doesn't care for scripture. Though he is a conditioned soul, he is an ignorant. Monorathena, mind is like a chariot. Just as a chariot, horses are pulling you and you can go so many directions. So they are carried away by their mind. They are in a mental platform. Sometimes somebody will come to become devotee, do lot of service, this, that. When he will go away, the devotees will ask to the founder acharyas, why is gone? I know he is a great devotee. He said, maybe he did lot of good things, Krishna will reward him. But unfortunately he was in a mental platform. Mental platform means his mental speculation, thinking maybe this is right, maybe this is wrong. Maybe this is wrong, this is right. He doesn't know. It's called mental platform. Hovering on the mental platform. He has not come to the spiritual path. He has not liberated soul. He doesn't know what is right, what is wrong. May not be following sometimes scripture. Monorathena. Dhabato Bhai, he is going here, he is going there. And become materialist. He is going away from Lord. And God says that one who wants to forget me, I make him forget. Sarvasya chaam hiti sannivishto mattasthiti gyanam apahamsa. I remind somebody, one who wants to remember me, I help him. One who wants to forget me, remember things of mode of, remember things of the object of senses, oh, go to object of senses. He become Asura. Stay in darkness. But the devotee, he has got a symptom. Your devotee, Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita. There are four important slokas of Bhagavad Gita. Symptom of absolute truth. And then, symptom of a pure devotee, Krishna is saying, who will tell that sloka? Haribol, Madhua, he wants you to. Quick, time is running out. To me? Bol, kon sloka bolche Bhagavan, bhakte lakkhan Bhagavad Gita hai. Chatte sloka, tar madhye dwitiyota. Kya bolbe? Who can tell? But no, you? All right. You sure? No, no. He said, first sloka I give him turn, he's saying that nature of absolute truth. And then sloka is devotee, symptom of a pure devotee. And then he's saying, I'm saying how there is exchange between them, giving him intelligence, giving him knowledge, dispel his doubt. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantaschamam nittam tushanti charamanticha. Yes? Hey, ita Prabhupada bolas. Prabhupada said this one, he's telling the symptom of a pure duty. Machitta, his mind dwells in Krishna. Madgata prana, his life is dedicated in the service of Krishna, 24 hours engaged. Bodhanta parasparam, enlighten each other, that's what you are doing here. That's what you are doing here. Bodhanta, we are discussing, enlightening each other. Parasparam, kathanta samam nittam, they talk simply 24 hours, Krishna katha. May not be we are sometimes doing, but we are trying. That is why we are not all pure, that pure. We are doing service. Tushanti cha. And they like it. They please each other this way, talking Krishna katha. So if we like this Krishna katha, that means we are bhakta. Ramanti cha. And when you in a rag platform, higher stage, then get delight by serving Krishna. Devotee serving Krishna, making life member, collecting, organizing Ratha Yatra, Janmashtami, making garland, dressing deity, people appreciating. They like it. So devotee suddenly make mistake, one shouldn't take it seriously. Because of his past activity habit, sometimes I do. You should rather, devotee, always trying to find good qualities of other devotee. Otherwise you make aparad, danger. Just like father, mother, train up children, guru. But gave them everybody, their maintenance, this, that, food, shelter, guidance. But some may accept, some may not. When you accept guidance, he become one day like his father, and not his future, he is responsible. But father, sometimes he feels for the parent, and affected. Sometimes does something wrong, people will tell, I heard this is your son, he did all this nonsense, then he has to, he feels sorry, he is insulted by others, because of his son. Because of his disciple. Disciple's activity not following, guru has to sometimes tolerate, suffer. Physically, mentally, consciousness. So spiritual life one should take very serious. One should take spiritual life over very seriously. It's not ordinary life. It's not everybody can become a bhakta. That is why you don't see everybody stick to whole life, devotional service. Because God will check him. The moment one becomes pure devotee, God becomes come within the grip of his pure devotee. So it is not a cheap thing. Nobody wants to be within the grip of others. Even in the ordinary guy, nobody wants to be controlled by others. The God, most precious thing, he'll be available like that? No. He has to pay for it. That is sadhana. That is what you are doing. That is ISKCON is giving us this facility. So it's a worldwide organization, blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His lila is going on, what he says. Coming 10,000 years this will go on. The one who board the ship of ISKCON with a first class captain like Prabhupada, he is saved in the ocean of material existence. That is our acharyas giving. That is what Prabhupada gave, and Prabhupada's follower is providing us. That if you are submissive, you are saved. If you render service, following the authority, you are saved.
boat.
And smoothly, slow and steady, wins the race. Live with love and trust. Be cooperative. Settle any dispute, doubt, misgivings. Amicably, like a family member, accepting the authority's decision. Then things will go smoothly, and smoothly will arrive on the other side, back to Godhead. If you want to play with Krishna, to cook with Radharani or Krishna, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Krishna's cow, Shyamali, Dabali, Kasturika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, having picnic with Nityananda, want to eat Chira Dahi, Sandesh, in the spiritual world unlimited, and tend the cows with Krishna, Balaram, and watching how Krishna is killing the demons. Gardhavasuda, Aghasuda, Bakasuda, Kans. Are you eager to go? Then we have to be like this, as we have discussed. And the rest assured. Huh? God is giving us this assurance to Arjuna. He is also assuring us if we act like Arjuna. Arjuna says, whatever you say, I accept this as truth. Now my ignorance is gone. I am ready. I am your disciple. Please instruct me and I will carry out. So we also act like that. We rest assured going back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that all these misgivings, danger, problem will disappear. Just under a tree, if you clap hand, and the birds are sitting there, they run away, fly away. So all the dust we have got within our heart, misgiving, doubts, misunderstanding, unwanted anything, undesirable anything, will be all washed off. It will be all with a broom like, as you dust off. Oh, and we are Cheto Dharpuna Marjana, my heart will become consciousness clean. Then heart which is like a mirror, we can see ourselves, we'll be convinced. I don't belong to this world, I belong to Krishna Loka, Mayapur, Ayodhya, or whatever, where you are attached to, the deity particular. I belong there. This material is meant for reviving my Krishna consciousness. That Krishna, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath, or Sitaram is my life and soul. I belong to him, my life. Whatever belongs to me, everything is his. And for his pleasure, we act with body, mind, and words. Rest assured, our life here will be joyful, free from anxiety, tension. As it is called, Vaikuntha is not a blind faith. We experience here, Krishna is saying, but this is the king of all knowledge, Rajavidya. Rajagujam is most confidential. Our Acharya is telling, explaining, this is this, this is this. You have to accept it. If you have faith in it, Jasyadeva Parabhakti, implicit faith, and the words of Krishna, everything will be revealed. Then he said, Rajavidya, Rajagujam, you know what is the, all this most confidential knowledge. Pavitra Midam, this is most pure. So you have to become pure to accept this thing. Uttamam, it will lift you from mode of passion and ignorance which leads you towards hell. And though you are in hell, hellish situation sometime outside, material world, will be lifted to the mode of goodness. Uttamam. Pratyakabhavam, it is not after death you will go back to Godhead. I should have some blind faith. No, you will experience here by chanting, taking nice prasad, associating with the devotees, listening Kari Hari Katha, and chanting, dancing, hearing, and glorifying. You will like it. Sadhu, sadhu, pade, pade. You will find it is becoming more and more relishable. You see, at least everybody who is sitting here, they find prasadam is relishable. Who find prasadam is relishable? Please raise hand and attest to. Ke prasad bhal lage, hat tulun. One is raising hand, then he is attached to Krishna already. Because Krishna prasad, Krishna non-different. Who is not, their hope is little doubtful and bleak. So we should increase this thing. Not only Krishna prasad, Krishna katha, hearing, chanting, Krishna's dham, Krishna's devotee, Vrindavan, Ayodhya, Jagannath Puri, Maya Puri. Good. So who likes this? Who likes Mayapur Dham? Raise hand. Who likes Vrindavan Dham? Raise hand. Who likes Jagannath Puri? Raise hand. This is a bhakta. This is the symptom of bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, bhakta means he has a five things he is attached to. And anyone, he is fixed up bhakta. Who can tell all these five? One each. Balakta. Sadhu Sangha. Bhakta Sangha. Another, you tell. Pastor Jinish. Huh? Bhagavat Sovan. Hearing Bhagavatam. Very good. Bhagavat Archan. With love and devotion attached to the deity and serving. Director. Huh? Dhambas. Very good. Four, na? Another one. Harinam Kirtan. Who likes Harinam Kirtan? Raise hand. Very good. This is all bhakta. There's a bhakta again. He has got bright face. Face is white. He's beaming. He's the ananda inside. No anxiety. Go outside. Everybody, eyes in the socket. And black here. Anxiety. Anxiety. Devotee, no anxiety. Chanting, dancing, and then exhausted. Feasting, halwa, puri, kachori, payasam, and give others. And people like, you come, more we'll give you. But some, no, I go to the restaurant, eating something nonsense. So he'll get that body. Hog, dog, tiger, crocodile. Who wants to become tiger, crocodile? Raise hand. No? Very good. So don't eat those things. Which tiger, crocodile, and eating another fish. You become bird, you become fish. Yeah? Who want to become fish? Bird. Who want to become a vulture? Eating dead body. Many eating dead body. No. Nobody. Very nice. Thank you very much. Now, 7 minutes we have extra, though I wasted a lot of time, so I can. Yeah. But he. Devotee being conditioned soul, many of them may not be completely liberated. Those who are conditioned, they are subjected to four errors. One, he make mistake. Another, he is in illusion. Another, he is a. His senses are imperfect. Another, he speculates. Maybe this, maybe that. This is liberated soul free from this. The devotees always talk what Krishna said. This is perfect. And doing that, then he only gradually come to liberated platform. So he is on the path of liberation. He may make mistake, so one should forgive him. Because he is doing devotional service. See his good qualities. This is good bhakta. He sees what the good quality of bhakta. Not find this fall. Just like there is a bee, he's going to honey, and some flies go to always in dirty places. You put him in honey, still go back. Bad habit. Change it, associate with devotees. Birds of the same feather hook together. So, bird also, crow, he is going to garbage. And other birds, swan, going to lotus. And devotees are like swan. Called Paramhansa. Who want to become Paramhansa? Raise hand. Then go back to Godhead. Chant, dance and laddu manda mithai with Krishna. Take. Feast with Nityananda, Chiradahi. Then nice. Other, go to restaurant, slaughterhouse, go to hell, next life. Any comment? Any doubt? Question?
What about Guru makes mistake?
Guru makes what?
Does mistake?
Guru makes? He is not a guru. He is not Sadguru, he is a liberated platform. But some Sadguru may allow to run the association, movement. Okay, one is not liberated soul, please give it a try, best use of the bad bargain. To fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, he can also be guru. But he falls down, what can be done? They have to face. Face the realities of life. So check it, better taking a guru. Check it out. Is he Sadguru? Yes or no? If not, then make the best use of bad bargain. Yes? Or no? Does it make sense? Doubtful.
Because
there are different types of sadhu. Not good. If follow the scripture, he won't make mistake. As long as he is a conditioned soul, he is subjected to. But devotees are on the path of liberation, so he may make sometimes mistake. We should forgive. Unless grossest, then accordingly he should be corrected. That is what doing. Yes? Any more question? Comment? Madhua, bolo tumi ki. Tumar kono obhimat? Any comment? Hey, sleeping soul, wake up, jeev jago. In a slumber. Saving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jeev jago, wake up spirit soul. Uttishtada jagrata prapravara nibhevdhata. Any comment from sadhu coming from far? Nodding head. Any question on this subject? No. So I think we can finish here. There is other seva, other devotional service. We can do it. Prasadu seva. Who likes prasadu seva? Get ready. Eh? You like to serve? Very good. This is bhakta. And bhaktin. Baba says, seva is our life. Make seva is our life and so. Then you go back to God. Don't commit aparad. Then easy. Slow and steady, Bhaktin Sahaja wins the race. Somebody gets this life, somebody gets later maybe. Somebody go in a fast train, supersonic. Back to God. Some other. Rajdhani. Bullet train. In France they have got bullet train. Japan. Back to God. We have got ISKCON boat. Huh? Back to God. Prabhupada. Sadguru is captain. That means you follow Prabhupada's instruction. Back to God. If you don't follow, you know which, where you are going. You are making your own destiny. You are not sure. So everybody again, our last thing to go, we are supposed to do, and the beginning we are supposed to. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Hare Naam Mahamantra ki! Sarvada Bhakta Bhaktin ki! गौर प्रेमानंद प्रसाद सेवा की recording everything. See you later. How is it going?